This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue crews are sifting through the partially collapsed Florida condominium building where at least 18 people were killed and some 145 others still unaccounted for. The rescue operations resumed late Thursday, on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community in Surfside, meeting privately with families. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the community, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have been painstakingly working their way through the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. Australia announced plans to reduce commercial passenger arrivals by half due to the emerging risk of the COVID-19 Delta variant as parts of the country emerge from lockdown Friday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told reporters that Australia will cap weekly arrivals at 3,000, down from 6,000 by July 14, to reduce pressure on hotel quarantine. Australia already has some of the world's tightest border restrictions aimed at keeping COVID-19 out. Morrison also said a vaccine would be made available to every Australian who wanted one by the end of the year. Almost half the Australian population has been locked down for the past week due to infection clusters. Several cities in Queensland, and Northern Territory came out of lockdown on Friday. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.